for everybody listening, this is Jason Massey. I interviewed him last semester, and for some reason, none of the interview recorded. And now he's back again, and it's hard to hear, but here we are. Jason, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes, it's a beautiful day outside. It's a beautiful day to be alive. I already played my first gig of the day, and I'm going out to host an open mic here in just a little bit. So,
where was your gig earlier today?
So I did the Walter Reed Hospital. I do that every Monday from 11:30 to 1:30, and it's basically for the patients there, military hospital, and people are kind of walking through the lobby, and I'm performing for them, and. It's a really rewarding experience. It's a pretty scary place for a lot of people that are going through a lot of things, things I can't even possibly imagine. And so giving them some music in the morning is kind of a nice little getaway for them, and it's good for me too. So I've enjoyed that gig. I've been doing that for probably about 6 weeks or so. And
well,
Monday night, I have a mic in Woodbridge, Virginia, and we have a little listening room in the back there. It's called Britney's. I start that around 8 o'clock. And that's every Monday as well.
Where do you perform in Woodbridge?
Oh, I'm sorry?
Where in Woodbridge?
It's called Britney's is the name of the restaurant. They have a kind of
a bar
up front, but they have a few different sections. They have a pool hall, and in the back, we're in a function room. So we have a nice little area for singer-songwriters to come out and do their thing. And we have cover artists. And we have all different talent levels. We have people that are beginning, and we have people that have been playing for years and years and years, and our professionals, people that are on tour, they're coming through and just trying out some new songs. So it's actually, it's a really cool vibe. I've been doing that for years as well.
Gotcha. Do I sound any more normal to you now?
You sound better now. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Oh, good. I hear you. That's what you sound like. All right. Awesome.
There we go. Crisis averted. All right. So you're doing that on Mondays. You're at Tally Ho in Leesburg last weekend, right?
I was on Saturday night. Yeah.
How was that?
That was awesome. Yeah, whenever I get to play with the full band, we get to kind of stretch out. We get to make a lot of noise. We, I have a nice sound system. So it was good. We had a good number of tickets sold, and people were dancing and having a great time. We got to play a lot of original music, and we mixed it with that too. But it's a treat for me because I play solo a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do like little duos and trios and stuff, but this particular band format with a horn section and backing vocals and drums and keys and bass, and it's just good to be able to work off other musicians, and I have some of the best musicians I work with in town, so it's pretty awesome.
How did you meet your band members?
So, I've had a couple different bands throughout the years. I started with my band Judas in Richmond. I met those guys in college.
Okay.
I'm kind of doing a different project now where I'm a singer-songwriter, so I'm using a lot of the same studio guys. And my producer, Mark Williams, who is in Bethesda, and he runs a studio called Sucker Punch Recording Company, he actually connects me with a lot of the musicians around this area. And so I've been using a lot of the same guys, but what's great is if one guy happens to be on tour with another singer-songwriter, I kind of fly somebody else in. But they're all super pro, and everybody's kind of got all the songs down. They've got them in their chart list, and they can learn stuff on the fly as well. So I've been fortunate to work with some really great people.
That's fun. How often do you guys get to all play together?
Well, I'm trying to get that particular group, and it kind of depends on which guys and what gigs. Because some of the guys I'm working with on like a duo or a trio kind of situation. But when I get them all together, it's been like every couple months or a few months as of right now with that particular group. But I'm trying to do it a little bit more frequently, maybe once a month, because I'm doing probably 20 plus shows as a solo artist, just playing either by myself or with one other person. That's kind of the standard format of how I've been performing most of my gigs. But I certainly like to try to get into that playing with the band more frequently, and that's one of my goals, kind of moving ahead here into the summer and
gotcha.
For the rest of the year to next year. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite outdoor venue you like to play at as it's getting nicer outside?
So I play this place called Sunset Hills. It's a winery, and I love playing there. It's a place I've probably played for like 6 years now, and I've kind of a residency. I play there twice a month, and so I know a lot of the people that come out, and a lot of the people are, it's really enthusiastic to to see me and you know, requesting songs, and they're really engaged. So that's a really fun place. I play in this pavilion outside, and people are kind of picnicking, kids are running around, dogs are running around. And it's almost like a little, you know, mini acoustic concert out there. So for the acoustic stuff, I love playing there.
Gotcha.
But it's kind of similar to a lot of the wineries. I'm kind of plugging them as the one that I play probably the most frequently. But a lot of the places, if you visit out in the Loudoun County area, are kind of similar to that vibe. So it's really cool. But festivals are always great, and you hit those from time to time. At the end of the summer, I'm closing out the Brambleton Live series, okay. And that's going to be with the full band.
Is that in Loudoun, too?
That's in Loudoun, too, yeah.
I was going to say Brambleton's on there.
Brambleton Live, so put that on your calendars, everyone. I mean, the full band, it's kind of like a Fridays After Five type of situation. You know, people from town come out,
gotcha.
Picnic, and that kind of thing. We'll be able to rock it out. It'll be fun.
It's always good to know where the outdoor concert spots are in the summer. There's not much better than that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, and there things are going on all over the place. I mean, shoot, you know, one of my goals would be to play Wolf Trap, and that's certainly a place that I'll probably go to see a show, mm-hmm. Whether I get to play there or not. You know, that will be yet to be seen. We'll have to pull about 8,000 or so people out. You know,
it's a pretty good lineup there.
If I keep on getting these radio interviews, we talk to all your fans and make sure they come out.
All of my loyal fans that I have every week.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll try to direct one or two of them to you.
One or two, hey, you know what? That's how they add up.
One or two more than it was, right?
One or two at a time, that's right, yep.
Is there anybody on the Wolf Trap lineup you want to see this summer? They have a pretty good lineup.
You know, I'm guilty of not checking what's coming this year. I know Amos Lee comes usually every year, mm-hmm. And I saw him last year. He was amazing. I don't know if he's coming back this year or not. If he does, I will try to make the show if I'm not playing. I miss so many darn shows because I'm always performing. I have to look in advance and be like, all right, don't play that night. You're going to go see a show. Bob Schneider is one of my favorite artists. He comes through and goes to Birchmere, you know, all the time. And every time I notice that he's playing there, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm playing tonight.
Not a bad problem to have, though.
You're too booked. Too booked to go enjoy music. I got to be more deliberate about my schedule.
Yeah, I've always found Wolf Trap to be you go to, like, Merriweather or Jiffy Lube, and they're fun concerts and big concerts, but Wolf Trap is so much more intimate and also, like, so much easier to get to.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Especially absolutely. From this area.
It's kind of hard to make, you know, a 30,000-plus venue into an intimate, you know, concert. But, yeah, the smaller the better for the intimacy, but obviously you want to find a balance where you can fit a lot of people into a room. Yeah, Wolf Trap is just it's so cool. Not a bad seat in the house.
And no.
Sounds great. They usually have really great acts. Come out there. You can do the lawn seating and, you know, bring your own stuff.
Yeah, bring whatever you want. Bring your own bottles of wine. I used to work at concessions there, and people used to come over and be, like, snooty about whatever wine we had. And, mm-hmm. like, the whole time I'm thinking, you can bring in here whatever you want. And you're spending, you know, freaking $13 on a glass of wine that you don't want. I mean, you could have brought in whatever you wanted.
Oh, my gosh. You have like, one of the best wine countries in America. We're becoming that anyway. I should be careful how I say that, but you know, you have all these options for wine that you can go to. You pick up your own, you know, case of wine if you want to.
Yeah.
And bring it in.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.